Ah, Angel. How I missed you a whole bunch. And I thought it only fair that I tell you how much I love you. How much you mean to me. And how times may have been difficult lately. But they're all worth it. You're worth it to me, Angel. You wouldn't think that someone like me would learn my lesson in this world, but it took me a while, but I did. I learned exactly the lesson I needed to. I want to be a better man. I want you to feel like you're the best you ever were. I'm sick of things going bad for you. You don't deserve that. And it pains me every single time I see the lies and the hate that you face, the sorrow, the pain, when your heart's in the right place, but people can't see it. People sometimes are mean, harsh, and nasty. That you don't have to be like them in order to survive in this world. Angel, you don't ever have to close your heart up and take on something negative. Something like they do, stooping to their level. I just want you to know there isn't anything you could do that would ever make me forsake you or love you less. I adore you. And even if everyone in the world stops being your friend, you'll always have me as much more than a friend. All I want is for you to see world in a better light. I want you to understand that this isn't just my wish, but it's my heart that I intend to make it happen. I'm sick and tired of seeing you sad, and I know I can't be spoiled with it. I need to honestly make sure that I take good care of you. That I'm there for you and emotionally available, because I know the alternative, it's you trying to face things that no one person can, because you feel like you're on an island, a sad one that doesn't have much sunshine or happiness. I know you feel like that hope sometimes dies, but it doesn't. Even after I lost my arms, even after all of that in the past of me, losing everything, rethinking my life, and eventually finding my angel that brought it all together. Everything happened for a reason. I believe, whether or not there's a higher power involved, that it's just not the same without you, and that all my sacrifice, it's all justified now that things have become like this. I've found out that there's someone that I can talk to and feel welcome with, and that someone isn't just a someone anymore. Angel, please, never feel like you have to isolate yourself or put your feelings in a jar, because that's not what you should ever do. It doesn't suit you very much either. You never struck me as the mulling, dark, and mysterious type. You always struck me more as the type that just wants someone to listen. someone to validate them, someone to be there and give them a chance to let them speak their heart. And Angel, you know I know what pain and mistakes are, and I know that you think sometimes you're too far gone for things, but that's not it. That's not it at all. If I can come back from being the absolute horrible person I was, if I can find some way to make up for the bad that I've done, then of course you can, Angel. You didn't put people through what I did. And even if I've long since done my part in making that up to people I've wronged, it's weighed heavily on me. A villain is only a villain for as long as they don't realize, they don't feel what they did. But I felt it, and I still do. And maybe I always will. But that doesn't mean that I can't smile. Because I know, deep, deep down, if I gave up on smiling, I wouldn't be me anymore. I wouldn't be who I wanted to be all along, someone who changes the world for the better. My entire dream was never one that was bad. It's just, it got twisted as things got out of hand. And I'm sure you understand. Life sometimes puts you in situations where it's easy to let your dreams get twisted into something you never meant them to be. And sometimes people, they don't know how to change. I know it's not something that's necessary all the time, but Angel, if you believe in your heart something, then you follow that. You'll never get a doubt or question from me. Because, Angel, I know that heart of yours and I trust it. And I know that you may think that there's darkness, but everyone has darkness and light within them. It's not as if there's anyone better or worse than another person. And it's sad that things are painted as such. People are condemned, others are praised. The world isn't like that. The world can be a happy place or whatever we make it. And I, Angel, I believe that you and I, we can reach that place with smiles and hugs and support together. Even long after we lost ourselves, we can always find a new one. A new self that keeps on going where the old self isn't there anymore. But even if you want to, don't give up, okay, Angel? There's so many reasons why you shouldn't. But to start, it would make me very sad to see you give up on yourself in any way, shape, or form. Because, Angel, you've been such a source of kindness and strength to me, where things and life and pain was all that I had for so long. I've paid for my crimes, as best as I know how, but I can't keep living in the shadow of what I was. Otherwise, I'd never be living again. I'd just be existing in this horrible place, stuck within my own mind, forced to relive all those heinous things I've done. I thought I was curing people. I thought I was saving them, and then I started that duality in my life of taking care of those world forlorn. But angel, I realized wrath was never meant for me. My purpose is to take care of people and cure them, not to cure in the violent, bad way I did. And while I may be guilty, I'll never stop. Because I believe it's what I was born to do. To meet you, angel, and find my place in the world. And instead, I've realized through you and thanks to you that all of this, it's going to get better for you and I. Because good begots more good. And kindness is always the path. Even if people hate you, even if people tell you the worst of things, don't waste your time hating them, okay? You come to me instead and give me a hug. No amount of bullying or sadness or anything negative will ever overpower that feeling, that passion, because togetherness is something that truly can't be expressed without true care and true feelings. And maybe there's people that just won't get you. They won't understand. And even still, angel, it's okay. You don't need to confide in people that you don't trust or love and just let them buzz like annoying little bees. And maybe someday they'll realize how wrong they were about you. But even if they never do, don't let it haunt you. People say things they don't mean all the time. And sometimes they say things that they do. But don't worry about them. Because they'll never know you like I know you. They'll never understand you the same way unless they give you a chance. And if they ever do that, then chances are they'll understand how good you are of a person. And that you're trying your best. Angel, never forget how loved you are. And I promise you, no matter what mistake you've made, nothing is too much. So don't beat yourself up, okay? You come to me, and I'll shower you with love and care. And I'll protect you from everyone who wishes you harm. I love you, angel. So never change yourself, unless that change would make you happier. I love you from the bottom of my heart, angel. And I want you to love you just as much.